Eel's description is interesting because it is one of the first times that the word kraken appears in a book. Kraken comes from the Norwegian word kroke, which originally meant pole or uprooted tree. Over time, however, the word kroke came to mean fabulous sea monster. This is how Swedish scientist Carolus Linnaeus used the word in his famous 1735 book Systema Naturae, which described the system of classifying the natural world. Later, Linnaeus identified the kraken as a unique monster living in the seas of Norway. He also classified the kraken as a cephalopod. Cephalopods are the animals that include squid, octopuses, and cuttlefish. They are easy to recognize because they have multiple arms or tentacles. However, Linnaeus wrote that he had never actually seen a kraken himself. This made it hard to believe he could classify it as a cephalopod or a unique monster. Perhaps Linnaeus also realized this, as the kraken was removed from later editions of Systema Naturae. But in 1735, when the book was first published, many people began to believe that the kraken was real and probably a cephalopod. A giant octopus or squid seemed most likely. Around this same time, another Scandinavian made it his business to learn more about the kraken. Erik Pontoppidan was a Danish bishop writing a book titled The Natural History of Norway. He was fascinated by the kraken and wanted to include it in his book. To research the kraken, Pontoppidan interviewed Norwegian fishermen and sailors who claimed to have seen it. The fishermen's and sailors' descriptions of the kraken were similar to those told to Hans Eel some years earlier. And although he was writing a history book, Pontoppidan repeated the descriptions as facts without questioning them. When Pontoppidan's book was published in 1752, it said that the kraken seems to be about an English mile and a half in circumference, some would say more. Pontoppidan was just repeating what he had been told, but his calculations of the kraken's size were too big to be believed. By the early 1700s, people had made great voyages of discovery around the entire world. Many extraordinary creatures had been found. But no one had ever found a sea monster a mile and a half in circumference. Many people were unconvinced by Pontoppidan's account, and some were very critical of it. However, some aspects of Pontoppidan's kraken were more believable. He noted that the kraken had a strong and peculiar scent and spewed out a black liquid which appears quite thick and turbid. If those criticizing Pontoppidan had paused for a moment, they might have realized that the bishop was describing a type of cephalopod, such as a squid or octopus. Even though people doubted Pontoppidan, they continued to believe in the creature known as the kraken, and in the next century, new reports about the creature would help cement its place as a ship-attacking monster.